Okay, Bose, how is everything? Hope all is good. Today we are learning about Metzia Daf Mem Beis and the Mishnah, right? Clean break at the top of the Daf. The Mishnah starts talking about the concept of Pshia, of negligence, for which everybody, right? Every type of Shomer, is going to be Chayim. So the Mishnah says, Hamafkid Mos Eitzel Chaveru. A person brings money to somebody. If you are Poshea, you are going to be Chayev. What is an example of Poshea? If Tsaran Vevshila Nachorav, if you kind of wrapped them up and threw it behind you, like, you know, like Tom Sawyer style, or you gave them to your kids, your little kids, and then you closed the door, but it wasn't properly, meaning you didn't lock the door, and they ran outside and, you know, threw it into the bushes. So Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Shalosh Shimer Kederach HaShomrim, because you weren't Shomer, you didn't watch the item like the Shomrim do. Vim Shimer Kederach HaShomrim Patr, but if you did, right, so then obviously you're going to be Patr, and the Gemara is going to obviously explain what exactly that is. So again, Pasha says we are talking about Shomer Chinam. Again, that perhaps could be, we'll see later in the Masechta Shomer Socher, right? The fact that you have more things that you're chayav for means you have to do a greater level of Shmira. Okay, but either way, any type of Pshia, that's a different, that's, you're going to be chayav for that, right, in any case. So the Gemara says, B'shlam HaKulhu Shalosh Shimer Kederach HaShomrim, right? I understand, meaning all those cases where you gave it to your kids or you didn't lock the door, right, that's already, you didn't Shomer it, you didn't watch it over like normal Shomrim. El Tzarim V'shin LaChorav Mayhav Elei LeMevet. Well, what's a problem with bundling it up and throwing it over your shoulder, right? Okay, that's pretty good, right? It's on your person, right? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, V'tzarta kesef biyadcha. The Pasuk says that you keep the money in your hand. Afal pi shetroyin biyadcha. It needs to be, right, even though if they're bundled up, right, even if they're, you know, in your wallet, it needs to be in your hand and not kind of thrown over your shoulder. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, lo nei kaspo shol adam motzoi biyado, right? You got to always keep the money, right, in your hand, excuse me, on your person, right, that you kind of put it together, right, and keep it in your hand. A person should always put their money one-third, right, in different places. Shlish bakarka, three in the land. Now, that doesn't mean... excuse me, that doesn't mean buried in the land. Pashas means, it means in what's called, in investments, in karka, right, in property, right? Shlish beprakmatia, three in merchandise, many things that you can buy and sell. Shlish takas yado, and three, right, a third in your hand. If you look at Rashi, right, liyos mizuman lo l'tzarech reva chabal pitom, right, to be available to you, right, in case you need to purchase something quickly. Again, the Israeli word for cash nowadays is mizuman, right, like Rashi says, liyot mizuman. Mizuman literally means it's prepared for you, right, to spend, right? That's literally the Hebrew word for cash. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein bracha mitzuyah el bedaver hasamui min ha'ayin." Bracha only falls on something that is hidden, right, from the eye. Shneimar Zepazik says, "Yitzav Hashem itcha et ha'bracha ba'asamecha." Hashem should give you bracha, right? Ba'asamecha, ba'asamecha literally means your granaries, your silos, or whatever. Right, and asamecha, right? The same lashon of samui, right? That it is closed. Right? If you look at Rashi, lashon davar samui, something that is samui min ha'ayin. Again, something that is hidden, right, by your eye. Right? There's some people have the minhag, you know, not to count the money in their wallet or whatever. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses things that are kind of hidden, right? Because you never know, right? You have a hidden blessing, right? Again, you have a concept of Ayin Hara over here, right? A lot going on over here, but you know, that's what the Gemara says. So, time to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says similarly in the base matters, "Ein bracha mitzuyah ela b'davar she'ein ayin shalat esbo." Right, you find bracha by something that a person can't see when you don't have the ayin looking at it. There will be bracha. Shneimar, as the pasuk says again, "Sheitzav Hashem itcha es bracha ba'asamecha." Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, "Aholech lomud es grono." If you go to measure out your storehouse, your silos. So Omer, you should say, Yiratzon lefanach Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach bracha b'maaseh yadeinu. Right, you should give me bracha, right? Give us bracha in our actions. Now, this is fascinating because he's not going to do business, he's going to count the silo, meaning the he's already got the merchandise and the stuff, and it's not like he's going to plant, right? This is at the end. So that's what we're expressing also over here, that the Kosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives bracha, right, when people are not looking, right? Again, irrespective of how much you thought you had in there, right? We're not necessarily even talking, again, you should probably say this at the beginning of your work also, but even when you go to count what there is, right, if you're going to measure, you know, maybe you need to know how much maisa there is or how much you're going to sell it for or whatever. So you say, Kosh Baruch Hu, give me bracha in my maisa yadeinu. Right? Hit chalamud, once you already started counting, the Gemara says, though, Omer Baruch Shaleach, bracha bakri, bakri azet, right? You say a different lashon, you say the bracha, right? Kosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the blessing on the kri on the pile. Madad v'afikach birech, but if you measured it already, so then raise it tefillah shav, that already is a tefillah shav, because again, as we're saying, the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, gives bracha, lefisha ina bracha matzuyu, v'lo b'davar ha-shakul, right, bracha that's not found by something that's been weighed, lo b'davar ha-modud, not something that's measured, lo b'davar ha-monoi, not something that's counted, elo b'davar ha-samim min ha-ayin, it's only found in something that is not looked at, hit, literally means hidden. Shenemar, as Pazik says, yitzav Hashem yitcha ez ha-bracha ba-samach. Okay, fine. Good. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, back to the topic at hand. A little bit of agadata in the middle of Bava Metzia, obviously related to money and business. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ksofim ein lahem shmira el bakarka." The best way to guard money is in the ground, right? To bury it. Right? Again, Rashi says, right? If you don't bury it, so put it in the ground. That's already a concept of pshia. As Rashi says, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Modi Shmuel be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos." But however, if someone gives you a wallet, and erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, Shabbos is coming in. D'lo shechun rabbanan chazal. We're not matriach him, right? To go do that, right? Shabbos is coming. You know, Shabbos is coming. If you do that a little bit too late, right? You could be digging. It could be chil Shabbos also. But after, meaning someone gives you a wallet and says, watch me this for a week. If you wait the amount of time after Shabbos that it takes to dig, and you haven't done that, so then you're going to be mechayev. Then you're going to be chayev if it's stolen or whatever, because you didn't watch it properly. You had the opportunity to dig, and you didn't. But if he's a rav, if he's a talmid chacham, so then sover, maybe the guy could claim that maybe Dilma Meboile Zuze Lavdalta, that maybe he needed money for Havdalah, so that you're excused from burying it right away. It could be that the guy wanted to come back and take the money from you. Vaidna, and now the Shchichi Gushushai, right? These Gushushai, Rashi says, people who kind of, again, the thieves are always one step ahead. Unfortunately, Rahman al-Aslan, a friend of mine just got hacked and lost thousands of dollars from his bank account. So the thieves are always figuring out ways, Rahman, unfortunately, lo aleinu. Mr. Shem, they should get that money back. But always finding ways to scan the system. So the Gushushai would look in the ground. So they would have these ways to tap the ground and figure out if it was hollow, if it was buried, or whatever. So Einlem Shmuel Elabish made Korah. So they said that the only way to guard money was to be in the roof. And then once you had it in the roof, Eidishchichi Prumai, then you had Prumai, these guys who kind of would break the roof to look for money. Einlem Shmuel Elabini Orve. Right now, you can only put the money between the rows. Really, that means the rows of bricks in a house. Amrava umod Shmuel b'kotel, meaning Shmuel is moda in a kotel. What does that change? That changes to, right, that he takes it out. Okay, the Shmuel is moda, right, but meaning long story short, in a wall, right, anywhere in a wall should be pasha, should be good. But then shchichi tefuchai. Now there are people who look in the walls, right, who kind of break down the walls and they figure out if it's empty, if it has hollow, whatever. Same then shmir el b'tefach asamach karka. Now, right, again, we go back to the original, right, put it in the tefach. Well, not the original, but a little bit similar to the original, right? One tefach up from the floor in the wall. Now you can put it in the wall, but within one tefach, right, of the ceiling. Right, so apparently that was, that was where they wouldn't check, or it was harder there to detect. Now we said, right, in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Pesachim, okay, right, Nachon, obviously makes sense, right? Chametz shenafla alav, I looked up at the top before I saw what I was talking about. Chametz shenafla alav mapolas, if you have chametz, a whole building caved in on it, harezek mavur, that's as if you destroyed it, right? You don't need to do bir chametz if the walls fell in and the chametz is underneath the rubble. If the dog can't get it, then that's good enough. But if the dog can, so then you need to dispose of it in some other way. V'tana, we learned kama chafisha zakelav gimel tvachim. How much is that? That's gimel tvachim. Right. So do we need to do it as well? The hachamai mi biyidan shushal tvachim alo. Do you need to bury the money in three tvachim in the ground or not? Samalei hasa mishum recha to biyidan gimel tvachim. So the Gemara says, yeah, because over there, the case of the chametz. The dog is sniffing and trying to smell the bread. That's why you need to bury it three tefachim on the ground. He can smell it. But hacha shos tefachim. Mishum ichsuye meena lo beinan gimel tefachim. Just covering it and hiding it from a person's from the naked eye. Right, that you don't need three tefachim on the ground. Right. Vekama, how much do you need? Amar Rafram misichra tefach. Right. You only need to do a tefach. All right. A couple of stories. Who gaver da afkid zuze gabi chavre. Right. There was a guy who gave money, right, to his friend, right? So he put it in this kind of like trapper's hut, made out of branches and stuff, and then ignov, and then it was stolen. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Avagav de l'inyan ganve, right, even though in terms of thieves, nitzirusahi, that's considered hiding it, because no one really ever looks for money in these huts, but it got burned. Meaning, in a chanami got stolen, meaning theoretically that was an ones. The fact that it got stolen, no one ever looks there, that would be considered to be proper shmira. But for fire, that shouldn't be a pshia because, again, it's you're hiding it in a bunch of branches. So therefore, he judged the case as having tchilaso b'pshia v'sof b'ones, is that initially, because you had this aspect of pshia, right, we started off with pshia, negligence, and ended up having an ones, right? We saw that's whole machlokas, whether you're chayiv or not, and therefore, right, you're going to be chayiv. And the paskan that you're chayiv, v'yigidamri, some people say that he therefore paskan was potter, as you'll see, right? Afagav delinin nur b'shiusahi, linin ganri b'nitiruzahi, v'tchilasu b'pshia v'sof b'ones, potter. Right, then it's going to be potter. So Gemara says, meaning that machlokas how we paskan, and then for the Mishnah, the Gemara just explains and decides and sure enough, right, you're chayiv in those scenarios. Who gave it to Afkid Zuzay? The guy behind me, another guy, gave money to his friend, and Amarlei Havli Zuzay. He said, "Give me my money," and Amarlei Lo Yadana Hechosivna. I have no idea where I put it. So also the commander Rava, they went to Rava, and Amarlei he said, "Call Lo Yadana Pshiyusahi by Zil Shlem." Anybody who says that I don't know where the money is, right? If that's not acceptable, that's pshia. That's negligence. You got to go pay that back. Or again, we kind of saw another example of that a couple days ago. Who gave it to Afkizuzi Gabi Chavre? Guy gave somebody money, and Ashlim Leime. And sure enough, the guy, the shomer, gave it to his mother. Vosvina Bakartalita, and she put it in a box. And then Ignov. And then Ignov, and then the money was stolen. So Amarava said, Hechi Nedaine Lahaidina. A lot of Daine. How do we judge this? What are we going to say? Namely, Dezushlim. If you tell the shomer that he should go pay, right, then he could just say, call mafkid al das ishto banuvu mafkid. Anybody who gives an item to somebody else, right, realizes that their family might handle it, right? So if he gave it to his mother, right, that's not considered pshia. Namely, le'ime zoshlim, if you tell a mother that she should pay, so Amra shall say, lo amrli delavdi deyinu. Right? He didn't say that it was his. It wasn't his. Right? If it wasn't his, like verinu namele, amai lamar la martala. Right? If you would have, if she would have told me that it was his, meaning lo amarli delafi de ninhu dekvirnu, meaning he didn't say to me that they weren't his, that I should have buried me, meaning, and therefore namele amai lo amatala. So you could ask the shomer, why didn't you tell your mother that the money wasn't hers and that she should do a better shmira on it. Amr, he said, kol shekein d'chi amina l'didina ninhu t'fei mizdaharabahu. He thought, the shomer could claim, he could have thought that if I told her they were mine, right, she would have watched them even better. Right? I mean, she, mommy loves her son, right? Obviously, she's going to watch my item, right, in a good way. So, Ela Amar Rava, rather, so what did Rava do? Mishtaba iu d'hana zuzay, ishlimu l'ime, mishtaba ime d'hana zuzay yosvine v'kartilin v'ignov, and v'potter, right, he said, both of them took a shvua, and one of them shvua that he gave to his mother, the mother shvua that she put in the box, and then it got stolen, and therefore no one is going to pay over here. Good. Okay. So mishtava. Right. Good. So yeah. So ahu apachopa de yasme the zavin lu torah de yasme. Right. There was an apachopa, a guy who was kind of taking care of the property of Yisomim. Right. He bought the zavin. He bought an ox for the Yisomim. Umasu the bakra, gave him to a shepherd, and lo havele kachi v'shini the mechol, and it didn't have teeth. Umis, and obviously, and because it didn't have teeth, right, it died. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, it didn't eat. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, hechi nedainu dainei lahaidina. How are we going to judge this? Name la apotropa zil shlim. If you go tell the apotropas, you should go pay. So Amar, he could say, ana levakra misarte, I gave it to the shepherd. It's not my problem. I mean, I gave it to the shepherd. He should have said, oh, by the way, it's not eating. Right, name la levakra zil shlim. If you tell that shepherd to go pay, so Amar, he could have just said, ana, I, behadi turiakimde, I have an ochlo ashadile. Right? I put it with my other oxen that I was watching. I gave it food. I didn't realize that it wasn't eating. Well, the shepherd is not literally watching every single animal, right, to make sure what's going on. So michti. So bakar shomer sachar diasmehu. So once again, the shomer sachar, the shepherd was a shomer sachar. He was paid, right, to watch these homim. He should have been more careful. Right? Therefore, maybe he should be chayev. So he says, you could say to the yomi the yasme hachinami. That's true. If it was, if the or the someone would have lost in a chinami, meaning if they would lose money on this deal, which normally they would, right? So then he would be chayev. But v'hachma eskina, but the case here is the lekab seda diyasme dashkechu u lamare de Torah v'shakel yasme zuze mine. But here the Yisomim aren't losing anything. Why? Because they've gone back to the guy they had bought this toothless shore from, right? And they had gotten their money back because that's mekachtos. So they already hadn't lost any money on this shore. So Kumar says, but 1 second, if that's true, Elaman Katayin, who's trying to get money in Bezdin, right? If the Yisomim already got their money back, right? Because they bought the shore without teeth, right? So what's going on? How did even why are they who's suing who, right? So Mari the Torah Katayin, you tell me that the guy who sold the ox to the Yisomim is trying to get money, right, from the shepherd, right? He should have told the animal, he should have told the upper trappist, the guy who gave it over to the shepherd, that the animal had no teeth. Scripture says, "My modin lay made the yadi the mekachtos avi." What do you mean? What should he have said? It was a mekachtos, right? The whole reason it was a mekachtos is because the ox had no teeth. Why should he have told him? Scripture says, "No." But the case is b'saf sira. We're talking about a guy who is just kind of buying and selling. He's just like a stockbroker, not a stockbroker, but like a he's just moving merchandise here and left and right. Right, the zav mehalcha, zav mehalcha, he's buying here and there. So he not necessarily would have known. Right, again, this animal, that animal. Right, he's got a bunch of animals flowing through his, you know, used car salesman, right? He's got this car, that car. He doesn't really know all the details, or doesn't tell his buyers all the details. Anyway, used car salesman, very honest, don't worry. Anyway, Hilkach Mishtava Iyu Delo Havayada. So what do? The owner, meaning the original owner, swears that he didn't realize. Umishalim Bakra Deme Basar Bazol, and therefore the shepherd pays the middleman, meaning the apotropos, right, the amount of meat. Bizol, meaning the amount of cheap meat, because again, there's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here. What exactly the reason? What is this? What is this kind of psak, right? That the owner swears he didn't realize that the ox was didn't have any teeth, and the apotropos gets money from the shepherd, but he pays 2/3. Like, what's going on? Usually, if you damage an animal or you kill it, you owe the entire value. So Rashi says over here, it's a compromise. That the chora that, you know, since he could have claimed, meaning really he's shomer sachar, he should really pay the whole thing, but since he could have claimed, right, again, that he put it with the other oxen, he thought it was eating, he didn't realize, so there was some sort of like nechama over here, it's 11:20 at night and I can't figure out the word I'm looking for, some sort of Rachmonis, I guess, that Rami Barchama had on this guy. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Tosfos says, no, that's not true, because the moment that this guy got the oxen back, he would have just shechted it, because it's not eating. He would have just taken it. So when he's paying 2/3, right, the made by Sarbazol, which is 2/3 the amount of the ox, right, that's because he would have literally just shechted it right away, and that's what you could have gotten. The ox would have literally turned into cheap meat, right, and therefore that's the item he has to pay, and therefore the shomer is paying, right, the full value. So that's, you know, that's the only thing the ox would have been worth. Who gavre dafkid kashusa debe chavre? There's another guy, not with a wallet, not with an ox, but another guy gave hops. Right, obviously hops is used to make beer. Gave hops to somebody else, and havale the day not make kashusa kashusa. And the guy had his own pile of hops. Right, he was a beer brewer. Right, it makes sense. Give the guy the beer brewer. Couple of beer brewing friends. One guy says, well, can you watch my barrel of hops? Right, sure, no problem. So I'm going to let the sarsay. So sure enough, the guy, the shomer, said to the sarsay, the guy who works with him, right, his worker, mehai rami, I want you to take this hops, right, and make it into beer. And also rama meidach. And then he went and took the hops that the other guy had given him, meaning he took the hops that he was being a shomer on, and used that for the beer. So I'm Rav Amram, hechi nedaine. How do we judge this? Right? If you go tell the shomer to pay, Amar Ana Amri Lalmahirami, he could just say, what do you mean? I told my worker, take my hops and make it into beer. Right? So I wasn't I didn't mess up my shmira. The name of the harsley zil shlem. But if you tell the worker to go pay, amar lo amarli mehay rami umhay lotus rami. Wait, well, yes, he told me to take from my hops, but he didn't tell me take from this and not from this. Meaning the guy didn't realize that he was a shomer. How does his workers know he's being a shomer for his friend? He thought that both barrels, right, or both piles and both amounts of hops were his. So neither of them were really poshaya. So Gemara says visha shir lesuyele. Now the Gemara says, 1 second, where were these barrels or whatever, these barrels of hops? If let's say the shomer's hops was, let's say, far away, let's say it was at the edge of his field or at the edge of the storehouse, and so if it took him a long time, meaning if the guy went to his worker and said, make me some beer from my hops, right, and then he took him, you know, an hour to get back and forth because he went to take the shomer's barrel, below isolate, meaning he didn't bring within, meaning the guy had, you know, a barrel of hops right by the brewery, yeah, and the shomer's hops were, like, you know, at the edge of his field. So if the worker came back an hour later, right, gala daiti dinichale, well, apparently the shomer must have realized that he went to get the worker's the shomer hops, the hops he was watching, right, and didn't use his hops. He must have realized, because that was the only barrel that was far away. Skumar says, it must be the Budlosha. No, it didn't take so much time. I mean, they were just, the two barrels were next to each other. And so there was no way for the Shomer to realize, right, which hops they were taking. Skumar says, Sof. But at the end, I might say the Ika. Right, but if, how come Mishtar Shilei, right, but 1 second, right, why did he still have a Chashash, right? What wasn't he sure of, right? Might see the Ika, the Shomer still, right, got some sort of benefit from using the beer. Meaning, why didn't you just give him back another barrel of hops? Right, it should have been very simple. Give him another barrel of hops. Right, he has his own. Right, and then hamishtar shele means that he benefited, right, from the hops that he put into the beer. So he should, right, obviously he benefited from the what's it called? Hold on 1 second. Yeah, meaning that he should just return, right, the hops that he has in his barrel. Because what happens was it was bad beer, and it turned into vinegar. So there was no benefit that the shomer got from the hops, right? So he doesn't have to pay, right, for that extra value, right, of the hops. As Amar Ravashi, Amar Bekise. Now the case is where the hops that he got were lousy. They had Bekise, they had thorns in them, and therefore the beer didn't work out so well. And therefore, yes, he does have to pay it back, but he has to pay back the value of the lesser hops, meaning he doesn't have to give him a barrel of hops, his own barrel of hops, because that would be, right, too much, right? That would be his own, right? But he does actually have to pay back the amount that the value that the poor hops turned into beer for. All right, well, let's stop here by the Mishnah. We'll have a wonderful day, I guess a wonderful day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.